This program is not being used to make diagnosis, administer treatment, prescribe medication, or order tests. The information contained in this program is provided as an educational service. This program is not a replacement for the relationship you have with your healthcare provider. If you have concerns about your health, please contact your healthcare provider immediately.
Welcome to Your Health Connection. I am Dr. Ronald A. Johnson, president of Clark Atlanta University. This program was made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University, by WCLK 91.9 FM, and by Clark Atlanta University itself. Your Health Connection focuses on today's healthcare information to help you improve your quality of life.
You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. On today's program, we're discussing breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Our guests are radiation oncologist Dr. Karen Godet, also breast cancer survivor Jeanette Ross, and also cancer support group advocate Anissa Palmer. And you can join the conversation with your questions. I invite you to call right now with your questions about breast cancer awareness at 404-880-9255, or you can join the conversation via Twitter at CCRTD. I'm Paula Gwen Grant, and I'm thrilled that you're with us. I want to start with a survivor. We want to start off hearing the story of someone who, in this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, who is a survivor and gives us hope and will let us know her personal story. Jeanette Ross, glad you are joining us here on Your Health Connection.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
And you are truly a survivor and therefore inspirational to us all. Thank you for being willing and open with your story. Tell me about your life at the moment that you received your diagnosis of breast cancer.
Well, it was sort of like being out of body. It wasn't in my family. 6 years ago at the age of 54, thank goodness I'm consistent in regards to doing the mammograms.
Great.
And it showed up that way.
Really?
I had a routine mammogram? I had no indication, nothing prior to that. And when the doctor called me in, she said, well, I have good news and I have bad news. What do you want first? I said, well, let's go with the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you have cancer and it's stage one. And I said, well, what's the good news? She said, well, you're going to live. This is not gloom and doom. We're going to fight and you know, take care of you. And I knew then, I left out of there, and I knew then that I was going to fight.
Really? You had that determined? That was one of your first responses?
Absolutely. I never felt like I was going to die. I didn't have that fear because I felt like with God and just the support of friends and just my attitude overall. And when she said that, you know, this is not gloom and doom, I knew then. And I also had some friends that was going through it and who had went through it.
So you had seen someone travel through this. So you knew that this was not necessarily the end of your life. You knew that you could survive.
Oh, absolutely. And just my own determination to live. I had too much to live for.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I believed in, you know, the advancement of, you know, just the things that have occurred with the breast in regards to the doctors and the research and whatever. And then once I didn't become an internet doctor.
I was going to ask you, so did you talk to your doctor or did you start searching online? Because I think that's the instinct. You know, you get a diagnosis of any kind. You know, we all leave the doctor's office and then we start jumping online.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did not do that.
Well, it came from the advice of a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing she said, Jeanette, put on your big girl panties. Mm-hmm. Do not get on that internet. Everything is different for everybody. You just go into it for what it is. She also explained to me about pain. She said, if you're in pain, learn the difference from being in pain or being uncomfortable.
And there is a distinct difference, isn't
Absolutely.
It? So what is that for those listening? What is the difference? What did they tell you to guide you to know when it's just being uncomfortable and when this is real pain that I should say something about?
Like many of us, you go into the doctor's office, they have the chart up.
Mm-hmm.
Asking you what's your pain level from 1 to 10.
Yes.
So you take a real good look at it, and you scale it whether you agree with it or disagree with it. If it's uncomfortable, you find your level of being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is you can smother pain either with pills mm-hmm. or with depression or just not running to it and not identifying and getting to know you. So, that's you know, and pain is more than just hurting. It can be stress. It can be in your mind. And your mindset and your attitude is what helps you get through not just cancer, but a lot of things in life. So
that's so true. So when you spoke of your support and you knew of other survivors, so mm-hmm. you had hope, you knew that this was possible. You came out of that appointment rather hopeful. We hear stories of folks who leave the doctor's office and all they heard was cancer. They didn't hear much else after mm-hmm. the word cancer. So when you told your village of supporters, your family, your mm-hmm. friends, how did they help you through as you dealt with treatment?
Well, the main thing is the love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had to define each word, each alphabet of the word love, it's unlimited. In helping me through, I think because of my attitude, it changed theirs. And so many times mm-hmm. when they would come over or call me, they'd be like, oh, we thought you'd be sad, blah, 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 blah. But you end up giving to us.
How about because, that?
But don't get me wrong now. Mm-hmm. I had my moments.
Sure.
I had my.
And how did they help you in those moments? Because we all want to be helpful. How could they pull you through those moments? What was the most helpful thing that they did?
Listening. Paying attention mm-hmm. to my needs, not assuming that I was sad about it. Just, and in knowing me, mm-hmm. you know, so mm-hmm. I think I've been pretty consistent in the way that I am. And I had to learn that. More than anything, I tell a lot of people that they'll say I went on a journey. And I always say I had a good time.
Really?
Because I got to know a lot about myself and I got to know a lot about people mm-hmm. that I didn't know were paying attention to me.
And that was a great discovery.
Oh, yeah. And now, it's still going on.
And I was
going
to say, right, it continues to this day, which is wonderful. And so now you're a survivor of how many years?
6 years now.
Wonderful. And mm-hmm. you're feeling good and you're still feeling that support because you're still in that discovery of how your village is supporting you.
Oh, absolutely. And the support has extended beyond that because since that time, I've had quite a few friends, in addition to the volunteer work that I do, who have come to have what I have.
So now you're supporting them.
Absolutely. And it keeps me strong because the thing that happens with different people that have cancer, depending on how you go through it and what you do for reconstruction or whatever, mm-hmm. it never ends. When you can wake up one morning and not think about it or not feel like everybody see you and they know you have it,
yes,
it's a
yes.
wonderful thing.
That's when you know you've gotten over that mm-hmm. hurdle and
it's
you're
in a new place.
It's
called a turning point, which is an organization out there, too, that I volunteer with.
Wonderful. And mm-hmm. we're going to talk with Anissa Palmer, who's here to talk about her support group. Anissa, you started a support group for survivors just like Jeanette, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I Will Survive is the name of your support group. Tell us a bit about it.
Sure. Absolutely. Back home in the Virgin Islands, born and raised, my mother at 38 years young was diagnosed with stage 4 invasive breast cancer. I was 5 years old, and the doctors had given her 3 months to live. It had metastasized to her lungs and fell a final lung collapse, and she passed away. And moving to the mainland in the United States, joined the military at 21 years old, mm-hmm. and it was my second deployment in Iraq, and I saw a mirage of my mother. I knew at that moment I would serve in a different way. And so it's 7 years later now. Our group, I Will Survive, Inc., allows us to serve in the community to provide economic support, prevention education, and health and wellness services all over Metro Atlanta area.
And you determined that those were the areas where women and men needed support. Why? Were those the issues that kept presenting themselves as the challenges for survivors or those who were trying to work through treatment?
Absolutely, repeatedly. And so when we initially started, you know, meet myself and 3 board members, we went out in the community to see what the needs were. And so, you know, I thought it was just, I want to help a survivor get to her appointment or him, mm-hmm. you know, grocery shop, mm-hmm. Sit there and listen, you know, as Jeanette was saying. And so once we, you know, got over those, you know, tasks, then we saw the need specifically for economic support more than anything else. And so we pay rent, utilities, travel costs to and from healthcare facilities. And that's our biggest program. Very expensive program.
Sure.
It's certainly
sure.
needed. So that's what really we do. Is.
Yes, because sometimes it throws, of course, these diagnoses can throw, you know, lives into a tailspin. You can join our conversation. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are talking about breast cancer, all facets of it, and we are here with a survivor. If you are a survivor listening right now and you're willing to share your story or have a question for our doctor, Dr. Karen Gaudette has joined us here from Emory, and we have a survivor, Jeanette Ross, and Anissa Palmer is here from I Will Survive, Inc., a support group for those who have worked through breast cancer and are supporting others and those who are in need of support right now. Where are you in this conversation? Call us with your question about breast cancer now at 404-880-9255. We're also on Twitter. You may tweet your question at CCRTD. Dr. Karen Gaudette, we are hearing so much. It's, you know, breast cancer is one of the types of cancers we hear about the most. It is October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's pink everywhere. Even the NFL is in pink. Went to a Braves game, they pinked out the park. Everywhere you go, people are keenly aware of breast cancer and the ways that the community as a whole can support, raise dollars of support, and support those in the community who are working through treatment or who have indeed survived. Is breast cancer, Dr. Karen Gaudette, the most common cancer for women, and what we know now are men as well?
Yes, it's the most common, and it's one in 8 or 9 women now are going to develop breast cancer sometime in their lifetime. And so, you know, it really, it's one of those things where we really have to do what you're doing in terms of outreach. But the main thing I want people to understand, it's early detection. Especially in our community, there's the fear of knowing that you have cancer. And so there are many women who may feel they have cancer and so are reluctant to get a mammogram. And then they present with these large ulcerating masses at that point, which may be difficult to cure. So I think, you know, the main thing in terms of fear is if you look at it the other way, if you find it, then you find it early.
And your chances of improving.
And your chances of cure
yes.
are excellent versus waiting and hiding and being fearful of both the treatments, of the different types of treatments, and just being fearful of having that diagnosis. And a lot of times what happens, as a survivor can tell you, is that when you have breast cancer and you tell someone, you'd be surprised to know how many of them had breast cancer, but they never said anything.
People don't share. Jeanette Ross, as a survivor, do you find that's true when you were when you would share that you have had breast cancer, then people start volunteering their story too?
They do. And the funny thing is they'll look at you and say, you don't look like you had cancer. And I'm like, what does it look like? You don't look like you went to high school. Well, you know, that's what I'm, you know, just in, you know.
There's no one look. It's amazing that there is a thought that there is a look to cancer. And Dr. Gaudette, that's part of the fear. The fear is that, you know, I don't want to know. Somehow by not knowing, we think, therefore, it won't be so bad. You know, that it won't be what we're thinking that it might be if we simply don't get the truth.
But there's also the fear of the treatment, which is understandable. Because with breast cancer, you know, there are three modalities of therapy.
And what are those?
The three modalities, surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, or hormonal therapy. It could be all of the above. It could be one or two of the above. And so, you know, you don't know what your path is going to be. And everyone's breast cancer is different. The stages present differently. And the options for the stages are different. But also over the years, we have to see that, you know, the surgery has improved. Definitely the radiation treatment has improved.
With technology and medical development.
The technology has improved. And in terms of chemotherapy, and the choices are so much more than they were before. And with those choices, the treatment of the side effects and everything are a whole lot better. So it's nothing. We all know somebody who had cancer 20 years ago and it was really horrible. And I'm not saying it's the best, but it's come a long way.
We have to acknowledge there have been developments.
We have to acknowledge that there's been a lot of development in a lot of areas. And so now breast cancer is more like a chronic disease rather than a death sentence.
Which is encouraging.
Which
is encouraging.
If you have diabetes, you're going to fix it. If your sugar just need adjusting, you're going to do some adjustment. And so with breast cancer, it returns. They may try something else. a different cocktail, you know, they call it a cocktail, a different cocktail. But there are many different options we have now we never had before.
And that is so wonderful to be living in a time. If you have a breast cancer survivor story, or if you have a question regarding breast cancer, we want our men in on this conversation, as well as our women. Dr. Gaudette, men also can come up with breast cancer. They say about 400 men a year. What? Talk to us a minute about men. We're taking your calls at 404-880-9255. Your questions and comments about breast cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Men also get breast cancer, Dr. Gaudette?
Men also get breast cancer. It's a small percentage. It's less than 10%. It's a very small percentage of men. The thing with men and breast cancer is there's not a lot of breast tissue there. Mm-hmm. So in the majority of times, they are going to require a mastectomy. And then they have the same options as women do.
Really? So the treatment options are the same even for the men?
The treatment options are the same even for the men.
Incredible. Genetics, do they weigh in? Family history? You know, a lot of times Jeanette was sharing her story saying she had no family history.
The majority of women who have breast cancer, 90% of them are not going to have a genetic component. And so the majority of people that we meet, they say, well, no one in my family has breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And that's the majority of the people. But now anyone 50 or under who develops breast cancer should get genetic testing.
And we should be doing self-exams that will bring us also in for our regular exams, correct?
Right. But now, I mean, depending on which organization you listen to, they're not as big on self-breast exams. But I still think, as long as you know what feels right for your breast, you'll know what's not right.
We're talking about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You're listening to Your Health Connection. Please call with your questions and comments about breast cancer at 404-880-9255. You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. This announcement, in the interest of public health, is made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent prostate cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. Research shows that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber foods can protect against prostate cancer and even help survival rates. Side effects include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. More information is available at ccrtd.cau.edu.